Blow job.
これはフェラチオという意味です。それではこの単語を使った簡単な英会話を勉強していきましょう。
Hi, Gloria. What's up?
Yeah, this is Pussy. Pussy.
I see. This is Dick. Dick.
Dick, not cock.
God damn.You can say cock too.
Cock. All right, this is cockpit, isn't it? Cockpit.
Yeah, I want to put it in.
Is this dick inside a pussy?
You are good at blowing job, aren't you?
You want to try?
The whistles go woo-hoo!
It's damn exploded up with hot piss!
So and I'm madder than fish grease.
You know what a prolapse is.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Just drink. Grab it too much. Get up over your face, baby.
That sounds sick.
Full-blown AIDS.
At least I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
Oh, man.
Yummy, 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 I've got rubbing my tummy.
Eat my God!
Yes, freaks! Timothy James Henson back here with you one more time as we end the week with the Friday program. Thank you so much for joining me. This right here is Distorted View Daily. If you're new to the program, hello. I'm the host of this thing. I don't know how you stumbled upon this, but you're either going to love it or hate it. If you're listening and you make it through the whole episode, congratulations. You are officially a freak. If you want to know what the show's about, let me explain it to you this way. You know how, like, there's tons of stuff on the internet? And occasionally, you'll follow a few links, and you'll get to that weird part of the internet. The disgusting, bizarre, how the hell did I find, I can't believe this is real type of shit. That's when you find that type of stuff. That's what I'm interested in, and that's what I present to you here on Distorted View Daily every single day. For instance, there's a great cult out there called The Family. You may have heard about them. There's a wonderful resource online called xfamily.org. It's like a Wikipedia of all the weird shit this cult is into. The part that really interests me is something called love words. That's basically phrases and words you're supposed to say while having sex. Now, what makes this very interesting is when you have sex, you're supposed to imagine Jesus Christ himself is fucking you, and you're pleasing Jesus. So the love words are stuff like, you know, fuck me, Jesus, let me please you, Jesus, I want your seed inside of me, Jesus. You know, these are just some suggestions of things to say when you're having sex. This is all real. You can check it out at xfamily.org. They also have love songs. These are recorded songs. I guess they're CDs, so if you're feeling horny on your morning commute, you could pop this in and listen to songs about fucking Jesus or having Jesus fuck you. I don't think you'd be doing the fucking, right? He is, you know, our Lord and Savior. He gets first dibs on the whole. All right, so here is... I've got an example here of some loving Jesus albums. This one is from an album called... Portrait. Sounds nice. The song is called Take Me. So take it away.
Take me. Love me.
Put your dick inside of me.
And make what you will of me.
You're gonna be Jesus' bitch.
I give myself to you. Make both our dreams come true.
Wow. He thinks very highly of himself and his sexual prowessness.
Kiss me, hold me, believe the message you've told me. So I give my all to you. Please do whatever you must do.
You know, even Jesus has urges. Let him pump you full of his golden seeds or whatever. You know, some night when you're feeling romantic, you pop this CD in, you go over your love words. I've got some of them right here. This is from a publication that the family sent out called Cool Tips for Hot Sex. For those of you who may have a hard time thinking of love words to say to the Lord, we're including the following lists of examples. I love your kisses, caresses, touches, words of love, seeds. I want to suck your penis. I want to suck your seeds. I can't wait any longer. I'm overcome with desire for you, your penis, and for your seeds. I crave you, Jesus. I'm hot for you. My legs are spread to receive your penis. Enter me, Jesus. Give me your seeds. Imagine saying that while playing this music. Desperate for your big hard penis, Jesus. I crave it because I want your seeds. Yes, fuck me! Fuck me, Jesus! Don't stop! I want you! I need you! Give me your seeds, Jesus! Fill me with your seeds! Flood me with your seeds! Explode in me! Give me more, more, more! Don't stop until I have every drop of your love! Every one of your seeds! And thank you for wanting me, for desiring me, for exciting me. Thank you for wanting to fuck me and become one with me and give me your seat. All right, there's more at xfamily.org. I just ran across a couple of these new songs, so I thought I'd share them with you. I like the beat to that one. All right, one more love song to Jesus. Here we go.
Sucking on my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time, that bounty. Check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all of the time.
You're supposed to say, suck on my titties, Jesus. Sucking on my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time like Blondie. Check out my Chrissy. No, that's just Peaches. It's not a love song. I guess it could be a love song to Jesus. He's kind of a sex freak, man. Speaking of music, you all remember La Sexaflex, right? This is a band that I feel I discovered and brought to the mainstream. They had their hit song, Poop on Face.
You got poop on your face.
And a bell ring your face.
Poop on your face.
And a bell ring your face.
Oh, how could you not remember this song?
And a bell ring your face.
Poop on your face.
That's right, poop on your face and a burger in your butt. Well, you know you've officially arrived when people start covering your work. It's an acoustic version.
Poo-poo platter, hot box chatter, sun makeup, that's fecal matter. Save it up in a pair of your pants. Bring it up. Your friends, we can finger paint, ice a cake, spread it over the internet. You've got poop on your face and a burger in your burger in your. You've got poop.
Acoustic work. Good job. You get the idea there. All right, that's quite enough. Moving on now. I've got some great examples of badly dubbed anime. You know, anime, those Japanese cartoons that nerds over here in the United States love. They eat this shit up, right? Now, some don't mind if, you know, they're speaking Japanese and there's just subtitles. But others, for some reason, like to have these cartoons dubbed in English. And it is kind of a niche market. So I don't think they have a lot of money to be redubbing these cartoons. So it's done very quickly and very poorly sometimes. The translations are sometimes fucked up. Take a listen to this.
Hey, Benton, don't crap your pants if you see a vampire out there.
Get lost. You wouldn't recognize a goddamn vampire if one jumped up and bit you on the end of your fucking dick.
I just thought that was kind of funny. I don't know. It could have been a direct translation, but it just seems a little harsh. This guy's just saying, don't freak out if you see a vampire. Here's another one.
I'll open the window and scream.
Go on, bitch. I want to come now.
Okay.
Okay.
What are you doing? I want to fuck her!
Take it easy, man. Take it easy.
Guys are fighting.
Get away from me!
There are a bunch of cutscenes.
Everybody, don't just watch. Help us with them.
I think the real, and I've watched anime. I've told you guys I'm into some anime stuff. Nothing as hardcore as this. But I think the reason why nerds are into anime is because everything is super hyper-sexualized. And, you know, nerds have very little sexual experience. But everything about these animes, the women have, like, huge fucking tit. Like, they're ginormous. And they say dirty things.
Since yesterday, I think only of being in bed with you, my love. I can't help it.
About being fucked?
Yeah.
I only think of holding your dick.
Whoa.
I want to have it deep inside.
See what I mean?
Love. Give me your body. I want to feel your dick.
Could you say it with a little more emotion?
I want to
Come
feel
on.
Your dick.
Let's do it right now. I can't wait any longer.
My, you're horny.
Yeah.
What's the matter? You don't want to fuck me?
Yes, let's lay down. But I want to come in your pussy, Shiraki.
Oh, I can't wait.
Let's get one thing straight. I want to have sex with you, but I want to come in your pussy. And she's okay with that. Of course she is. I've got one more clip here. I don't know what's going on.
All systems are a go. Okay. I'm in complete control.
He's on a power trip here, man.
Like a god overlooking his puny subjects. Ooh, it gets me hard. The power. My cock feels like it's 10 stories high.
Nice.
Fuck. Shit.
Piss. Cocksucker. Tits fart. Turd.
Oh,
twat.
Man. I'm so freaking horny.
That doesn't sound like a, you know, something a woman would say. Like, a guy wrote that. I'm so freaking horny, man!
Horny?
Well, he's...
Oh, man! I'm so freaking horny!
So ridiculous.
I remember when I was your age, I got my first dildo. It was white.
Hey,
that's
very
good.
Nice.
You have one of the better titty rubbing techniques.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
I'm aware that I have a superb titty rubbing technique, but unfortunately, your titties don't rate.
Thanks a lot. You don't mince words, do you? I know my titties are on the small side, but like my Aunt Hirahu used to say, more than a mouthful is a waste anyway.
He punched
Have
her.
Have you ever tried to fuck a box?
Wait, what was that? Have you ever tried to fuck a box?
Anyway.
Have you ever tried to fuck a box?
I can't say that I have tried. All right, so there you go. Some anime dubbing for you. One more clip, and then we'll get into the news. Some new Beaksamuda audio for you. Beaksamuda is going to be singing with Whitney Houston here. Now, this kind of pisses me off because, you know, karaoke tracks are so easy to find, especially, you know, I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, or Dolly Parton, whatever. So Beaksamuda is going to be singing along with a performance by Whitney Houston, and Whitney kind of drowns Beaksamuda. You remember Beaksamuda, right? You bang, 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 like she's deaf or mute. I don't know what's going on with her. There's Beaksamuda. Say that Beaksamuda is simply just deaf, but I don't know if that's true because I've heard deaf speak. You know, here's a deaf person getting fucked.
No, 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 no,
That kind of does sound like Big Samuda.
And we...
Well, you know, when she's actually... That's right. Welcome to the start of Vuno, listeners. The deaf broad getting fucked in her cunt. The noises she makes. Fantastic. See, it's a little bit different than what, because Big Samuda's just like, the bang bang, you know, like there might be a little retard in her. I don't know. let me fast forward a bit here. This is just like an audio train wreck. This whole show today. Painful to listen to. It's Distorted View's new tagline. TV, it's painful to listen to. More here. Spot on. A plus Whitney impersonation. There you go. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? What the hell are you waiting for? Sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. It is Distorted View's member site where you get access to the entire archive of programs, every single show I've done since December 2004, plus some even earlier shows when I was doing programs on this phone service called Tell Me. I've also posted in the past clips from my old... back in 2000, I was working for some internet radio company and did some awful programs, so you can cringe at that. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs. I've been posting more videos lately. It's a great time to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. And don't forget, if you are in the market for a dildo or a big fist that you can shove up a hole, or lube, lingerie, dirty movies, whatever, go to adamandeve.com, use coupon code FREAK at checkout, F-R-E-A-K. 50% off just about any item, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all for using that coupon code. Boom! F-R-E-A-K. And you'll get a bunch of cool shit and save a boatload of cash. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, see what's happening in the UK. A woman who stunned television viewers by revealing she has slept with more than 1,000 men told the Sun newspaper yesterday, "I used to be a man! Dun, dun, dun!" And really, if you see this picture of her, it's not a big surprise. Crystal Warren, born Christopher Snowden, changed gender in 2005. The Cougar, 42, revealed her sex addiction to This Morning host Iman Holmes. Said she told few lovers her secret, but added they never asked. That pussy must look pretty good. You know, if guys are tricked. They're bamboozled into fucking it. Sex addict Crystal last night admitted many of her 1,000-plus lovers will be furious when they learn that she used to be a man. Crystal said, "I'm scared there will be a lot of angry men out there reading this, but I have to tell the truth. A lot of people will think I've lied to those I've had sex with, but I don't feel I have because I'm a woman and my past is all behind me. I don't want any man I've ever been with to doubt his sexuality now because of this. They didn't know they were sleeping with somebody like me. Now I'm just like every other girl who has a clit that used to be a penis. I'm now just like any other girl who wants to enjoy my life after many years without the right body." So let me get this straight. She's had sex with 1,000 men since she changed her gender in 2005. What a whore. Now look, you've got a brand new pussy. It's tight. It's got that new cunt smell. Why would you want to go and have sex with 1,000 guys super quick? Your pussy's going to be all stretched out. Come on. At a young age, she began secretly trying on her mom's clothes as a teenage boy and progressed to going on dates and drag. She realized she yearned to fully become a woman and in 2002 began having hormone and laser treatment to remove body hair and develop a 38B bust. After regular counseling sessions, she went ahead with a full gender reassignment surgery. She was issued with a gender recognition certificate after the operation, which allowed her to legally change her birth certificate to reflect her new name and sex. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. A woman died from a massive allergic reaction that could have been caused by the glue in her hair extensions. Atasha Graham, 30... Oh.
Get up! Get up! I'll bite back! I'll bite back! I'll bite back! Get the f*** up!
I know you better get out of my face! Out of my face! Out of my face!
Should have known your black ass would be all up in my face. That's TNB, my friend TNB.
For schnizzle, my nizzle.
You know, she is black. And Jesus Christ, that hair is ridiculous in this picture, but it's not necessarily TNB, right? I guess maybe it is. Atasha Graham, 34, who had used hair extensions for 14 years, collapsed after clubbing until the early hours. Home office pathologist Michael Heath told the inquest into her death that the latex glue used to apply her extensions or the solvent for removing old ones may have been to blame. He added, "I've seen cases where people using solvent to apply extensions has actually caused shock. There are about 10 to 20 deaths a year in this country, many more in America." Oh, I guess this happened over there in the UK as well. "I've seen four in the last 3 months." Dr. Heath told the hearing at Southwark Coroner's Court in London, the hair extensions in Natasha's hair were of the latex type. This may or may not be related to her death. Well, you know, a lot of people do have latex allergies. He added that traces of glue or solvent could have seeped into her bloodstream hours later after she started perspiring on the dance floor. He ruled out reactions to food and alcohol and said there were no drugs in her system. The Jamaican-born woman who had eaten takeaway jerk pork in Chinese before going out, that sounds good, did not have any history of food allergies. Coroner Christopher Williams recorded a verdict of death by natural cause. As he said, it was not possible to identify conclusively a link with a particular allergen that caused her to go into shock. Speaking afterwards, Mr. Johnson, Ms. Graham's partner of 2 years with whom she had been trying to have a baby with, described her as a wonderful person who helped him turn around his life. Mr. Johnson said, "She changed me a lot. It's so shocking this could have happened. I still have to keep looking at pictures of her on my phone." Ms. Graham's brother, Carlos, 32, added, "She was such a nice person. She loved kids. She was fun-loving. She just enjoyed her life, enjoyed doing what made her happy." So there you go. Very sad. Be careful if you're into those extensions. They could very well kill you. Weaves, the silent killer, on tomorrow's 2020. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Germany. A women's right campaign is demanding the removal of urinals shaped like female mouths from the men's lavatory of a Rolling Stones museum. All right, so you know, the band Rolling Stones, their logo are those lips, right? And so how fun is that? It's a fucking urinal shaped like the Rolling Stone lips. What the fuck are these broads complaining about? Get a fucking hobby. Get back in the kitchen. Something. Women in the northern Germany town of or something, have expressed their dissatisfaction with the design of two urinals in the men's toilet of a museum dedicated to the Rolling Stones. They are shaped like red lips, similar to the legendary logo of the band, but they look more feminine, you see, and they lack tongues. You know why they lack tongues? Because they're fucking urinals. What do you want? Local activist Rhoda Armbruster wants the urinals removed. That's discrimination against women! How is that discrimination against women? Why does it have to be a woman's mouth? If it had been based on the emblem of the Stones with the tongue, it would have been okay. But the tongue's been left out, and they really look like women's mouths. Oh, Marianne Janssen-Olm, the official in charge of women's issues in the town, said an uproar has gone through the population. Around a dozen women. Really, that's an uproar? A dozen women came to me and complained. The museum was opened last October by a retired banker, Uli Schreider, 62, who has been collecting Stones memorabilia for decades now. His response to the criticism has been defiant. "That's not a man's mouth or a woman's mouth. That's art. Well, I don't know about that. You're pissing in art. They were damn expensive, and they're staying where they are, and that's final. I like that guy. The urinals were designed by a woman, Dutch artist Miek van Schneijeren, and have attracted controversy before. They were removed from a toilet in New York after complaints. The town council subsidized the museum with 100,000 euros. The town's mayor, Hubert Schweidlin, has been trying to mediate. You can't argue about personal taste in art. Everyone interprets it themselves and draws their own conclusions. People who don't like them should avoid them. Or just avoid pissing in them. First of all, it's a men's urinal. Women shouldn't even be in there, for Christ's sakes. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, faggot, whore, stupid bitch, fucking gook lover.
What? Eat
shit.
Gook lover? Where'd you get that from?
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is 40 Minute Jake. Brand Hello. New Sideshow member.
Hey, that a boy.
New, brand new Sideshow member. As of like 10 minutes ago. Anyway, just wanted to call in and let you know that shit is coming to you. And I'm totally addicted to this batshit crazy lady you played the other day. Gabriella Chana? Jesus Christ, I just looked at her website. This is it. I didn't think it was legit hearing it about the Nukaki and everything.
Nukaki. This woman believes that there is a nuclear bomb heading for Canada that's filled with semen.
That was a prank. But
logistically, I don't even know how that would work.
This is a legitimate crazy person website. You could not be sane.
Yeah, we need to find some more clips from her. Who's this guy? What's his name? I'm sorry, what is it?
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is 40 Minute Jake.
40 Minute Jake. If you find any more funny clips that are just really batshit insane, send them along to me. Thank you.
Hello, Timothy Anson. This is Pan Penisco, your monkey overlord, calling in. Damn those Jesuits. Always stealing my thunder and my ideas. I've been beating off into mason jars for like the past 2 years in preparation for loading my dirty bomb strike. And they go off and plagiarize me by exploding a Nukaki up in Canada. I intended on exploding my weapon in all of the Kurz gymnasiums all across the country to impregnate women to make a half-monkey, half-man hybrid army. You know, you want to target the fat women. Their wombs are just as desperate as their mouths. Now I have like 1,000
He's off and running. Thank you very much, Pan Paniscore.
Hey, Tim. Slideshow member Decoy Jew here.
Hi, Decoy Jew.
I was just listening to you talk about your price increase, and I wanted to say that $6.99 is a fucking ridiculous price. There is no way I would pay that. But on the other hand, if you were to make it, say, $7, that would be a reasonable price.
Oh, okay.
That's not a stupid number. I'd pay $7.
All right, well, maybe I'll make it $7 then. Since it's $6.99, though, people will think, ooh, it's $6, right? Because people are stupid.
Hey, those spiraling fuckers. Hey, honey buns, candies, right on. It's all about the fucking sale. Tim said that. But hover around people that call you back. And they're listening to queef and cum farts. What you guys left out is these people don't give a fuck, man. They get the lowest fucking check possible, man. If the company could pay them less, they would. That's the best part
That's
of their
true.
Day.
They're just doing their job. They don't even listen to the messages.
Here you go, Timmy Boo. Lifetime endlessly sideshow member, get him Steve Dave here.
Wow.
Hey, Tim, you tell people to spread the distortion every day, but you never bring up like one cool thing that they could do, like what I do, and that's to stamp their money with the Distorted View website.
Yes, if you go on my Facebook page, a lot of times Get Him Steve Dave will show off his handiwork, and what he has a stamp. It talks about Distorted View. Audio. I don't know exactly what it says, something about audio pornography or something, distortedview.com. So he stamps all of his dollar bills that he gets, and then they're in circulation out there, and that's a great way to spread the distortion. So very good job. Good
address so that, as they're out there spending money in the world, they're encouraging
in
people to go to the sideshow to give you money in essence.
Right.
So, just kind of spitballing, throwing it out there. Keep up the good work.
If any of you get one of Get 'em Steve Dave's stamped monies, please, let me know. That'd be kind of cool.
Hey, how's it going? Okay, first of all,
I don't want an electric wheelchair. Are you trying to sell one to me?
You were talking about Newt Gingrich. No. How didn't he cheat on his first wife when she got diagnosed with cancer? Okay, well, yes, he did. Okay, but that's not quite the full story. Okay, he also cheated on his second wife when she got diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, okay?
He's a
and
monster.
Then he was telling
I'm gonna vote for him now.
Bill Clinton to resign.
Yeah.
All right. While fucking he was having rent. Sex with his assistant when he was Speaker of the House, okay, which would later become his third wife, okay, while Bill Clinton was getting a blowjob to Lewinsky, okay? And then the second thing I
you
called
imagine
in for
having sex with Newt Gingrich.
Is you're also talking about the Pennsylvania woman who suing her work because you couldn't wear the dildo or strap-on
right.
at work, okay?
Right.
Well,
she wanted to look like a man, right? I guess she's going through the change. I talk a lot about trannies on the show. So she was upset.
Turns out, my old roommate actually still works with her, okay, at J&J Foods in Pennsylvania, okay? And she's still going into work, okay? And yes, okay, it's an actual strap-on, okay? she actually has different kinds, okay?
Oh.
She has a really thick one, and she has one that's really, really long, okay?
Depending on how she's feeling that day, real guys can't do that. They can't pick the size of their cock based on their mood.
My roommate says it's...
Oh, if only that were true.
Probably about a foot long. It goes down to where...
That'd be great if that was possible.
Normal person...
I'm feeling like a thick cock today.
Boxers would go, okay? Yeah, she wears tight pants. She wears a...
I'm in a pencil dick kind of mood.
Skirt, okay, depending on what kind of dick she feels like having that day. Okay?
Oh, wow.
And my roommate said he's even walked in, okay, because they have a both male and female bathroom there, okay, going to the urinal, pretending to go pee, okay, with a hand on her hip and the other hand barely able to grasp her fucking dildo, okay, fucking showing it off, fucking just like sitting there, just fucking getting some fucking air, just fucking with both hands on her hip. Fucking disgusting, all right? And,
Can you somehow get her my information? Because I would love to talk to
my
her.
My roommate actually ended up getting a couple pictures secretly
of
her fucking...
Oh! Now you're talking! Email me those pictures, please. Thank you.
Fucking strap on, okay? And her in fucking pants and fucking everything, okay? And also... I have her fucking Facebook page. Her name is Paula Davis, if you're interested. So, let me know if you're interested. I can call back and give you that.
Of course I'm interested. Give me as much of the contact information and pictures and video as possible. Okay, thank you. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-GOD. No, God.
You have one of the better titty rubbing techniques.
I'm so very sorry. Woo! That one knocked the wind out of me. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Sign up for the Sideshow if you're not members. And I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
Nicky, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your lips just hypnotize me, and I just love your saucy ways. Guess that's why they lapse and you're in bay. Come on. Work it out.